From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
Welcome to another Mark Bishop Show on the Tucson Business Radio X Network. Josh White, he's a fourth-generation cattle producer. He's executive director of producer education. This is for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He's a contractor to the Beef Checkout. Hi there, Josh. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Well, for more than 30 years, the beef community has participated in a Beef Checkoff-funded voluntary beef quality assurance program, a BQA, and this is to ensure U.S. beef is produced under the stringent animal care standards, resulting in safe, high-quality meat. So, Josh, U.S. beef is produced under stringent animal care standards, yes?
That's right, yeah. The industry built this program itself about 30 years ago. Farmers and ranchers got together with experts like veterinarians, cattle nutritionists, and said, you know, what can we do to up our game and produce an even better quality product for the end consumer? And so we've been working on that for 30 years, continuing to develop and expand the program and getting producers on board around the country. So this education effort has really grown, and, we've never really been consumer-facing with it, but thought this was a good time to let consumers know what we've been working on.
That's a good idea. I mean, we hear all sorts of things as consumers to get off meat for all sorts of reasons. I mean, I'm a meat and potatoes man. You won't get me off it, mate, I'll tell you now. But the BQA program, it trains farmers and ranchers on best practices and cattle management techniques. And this is to ensure that their animals and the environment are cared for within a standard set of guidelines across the U.S. beef industry. I suppose it would be hell play for all if it wasn't. You would think that with more than 85% of the beef supply in the U.S. today coming from a BQA-certified farmer or rancher, consumers should have the utmost confidence in the beef that they purchase, Josh.
That's right. That's exactly the point. You know, we've created some new resources so that consumers can understand more about the program and just about how cattle are raised in general as consumers are further and further from the ranch, more generations removed. So, yeah, beefitswhatsfordinner.com is our flagship website, and we've just created some new content around farming and ranching and the BQA program. So we'd love for folks to check that out.
Hmm.
I think it answers a lot of the questions that consumers might have.
Yeah, well, that's important because there's somewhere to go like that these days. It's good to be able to read and take your time. Tell me, though, why is the Beef Quality Assurance Program a comprehensive management program that incorporates responsible production practices in all phases of raising beef cattle?
Yeah, we want all beef that consumers can buy, you know, retail or food service to be raised responsibly, and that's what we work towards. So, yeah, we try to touch all the various phases of production, and even like your youth livestock show participants, we have programs for them all the way through working with our dairy partners to make sure that while those dairy cows are making milk, they also end up in the beef supply, and their calves do as well. So we're trying to make sure we're covering all aspects of beef production so that consumers can be confident in that end product that they're buying at food service and retail.
Well, I think it's more than 85% of the beef supply in the U.S. comes from farms and ranches that do adhere to the BQA standards and guidelines, and the number continues to increase. But just explain to us then, you know, the obvious 85%, what about the other 15%? What's happening there?
Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. You know, one is just the ability to get the program extended out, and we do that two different ways, both online training opportunities, which have rolled out, you know, more recently in the last decade or so, and then we also have in-person, trainers coming from our land-grant universities or cattlemen's associations that help out in the countryside to deliver in-person training. But still, there may be a few folks out there that haven't heard, or we also require recertification every 3 years. So just like everybody, ranchers are busy, so they could have let their certification lapse for a few months. So we're constantly looking at that number and trying to make sure that we're getting the material out there. I think The other part is just our ability to collect the data and make sure that we're confident in that 85% number. So some of our data, like looking at actual meat quality and production practices, may indicate a higher level of adoption of the actual production practices we're teaching. But 85% is a good conservative estimate about how our folks are managing their cattle out there.
Mm. Well, you're a fourth-generation cattle producer. No doubt over the years you've seen a lot of changes. I mean, look, to a layman and to my listeners, what, in a nutshell, what is the Beef Quality Assurance Program?
Yeah, it's like you said in the lead-up. I think you did a nice job of describing it as sort of comprehensive management protocols, techniques, guidelines that we educate on to help producers that are raising cattle ensure a safe and delicious, wholesome product out to consumers. And I think we've been really successful. If you look at the percent of cattle grading in the top, you know, top of the USDA grading chart, so prime or choice, all of those shifts have gone in the positive direction over the last 20 years or so, and we're seeing record number of cattle grading prime and choice, which indicates super high quality.
All right.
And, you know, we have other measures that we do where we go in and look every few years in the packing plants and interview big buyers of beef in the retail and food service market and say, how can we improve? So we learn from that areas that we already have improved and what we can do to take the next step to make it even better.
All right, that's good. So what are some of the key issues that the BQA program addresses? What does that mean for us, the consumers?
It means high-quality, safe product, and it also means animal welfare. You know, we work with advisors in the cattle welfare arena. You may have heard of Temple Grandin at Colorado State University. So she, in the early years of BQA, was a key advisor to the program. She's an animal behaviorist, animal welfare expert, and you know, she's had students as a teacher at CSU over the last 20 years, so there's quite a few folks out there that we engage now around cattle welfare to better understand the science of cattle management and make sure that we're not only producing a great quality product, but doing the best we can by the animals to give them a great life, because happy cows really do grow better and you know, end up being better off for all of us, not only for their life, but end up in a great meat, high-quality meat product, too.
Yeah, that's supposed to be very true. So when did this program start?
Back in the late 1980s, more at the state level and feed yard level, and then by the early 1990s, we were rolled out across the country to pretty much every segment of the industry.
So how do farmers and ranchers actually get certified?
Yeah, those options, like I mentioned before, a lot of online options now. That's a more recent development that's video-based, also has some like animated infographics and animated executions. So we really try to bring as close as we can to an in-person training through that computer and let them do the online modules. That takes, you know, probably an average producer with decent Wi-Fi, probably about a three-hour experience, and then they pass a test at the end, and we issue a certification number. But then again, we have those in-person opportunities in virtually every state. I think Alaska is the only state that we don't have covered with an in-person training opportunity. So we do a pretty good job of covering the lower 48 and Hawaii with in-person opportunities as well for training and certification.
Okay, so I'm Mr. Man in the Street. I love my meat. And I love it in different forms, but how do I know my beef is BQA certified?
Yeah, that expansive nature of the program going over 85% of the beef supply, I think that gives you great confidence that the beef you're picking up at the grocery store or at a retail or food service environment is BQA certified. If folks are really curious and want to dig deeper, I would advise you look at the supply sourcing guidelines for retail and food service. A lot of them will list an animal welfare section in there for their supply chain requirement, and it'll either list BQA specifically, or it may say, you know, we expect our suppliers to adhere to certain welfare guidelines. That's sort of code word for beef quality assurance when it comes to beef.
Right, Right, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you reach so much today, Josh. It's not just the beef. It's everything we eat has got this wrong with it or that wrong with it, or all the producers are using pesticides, or this is wrong and that's killing us, and now the beef has got this in it and you can't have that. You know what I mean, don't you?
Right. I mean, there is some bad information out there, and our goal is to deliver that safe, quality, delicious eating experience every time, and assure consumers that farmers and ranchers' number one priority is taking great care of those animals and our ranches. You know, a lot of us, just like myself, are multi-generation producers. We want to pass this thing on. We want to do the right thing. We're in it for the long haul, and we eat the same beef that we're selling.
That's right.
Out to the public. So, you know, we have a vested interest and really care about the animals and delivering that high-quality product to U.S. consumers and
yeah,
and some exports too.
That's good. You care about the animals. That's important. So www.beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funny name for a website, but a good one. Beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Go to that. Have a good look at it. There's numbers on it if you wish to call anybody, if you want to dig deeper, as Josh said. But I trust him. I think it's a good thing. It's nice to know that's on your plate. Take your time. Thanks for the time, though, Josh, today. Josh leads the Beef Quality Assurance Program, a nationally coordinated program that provides systematic information to U.S. beef producers and beef consumers on how common sense husbandry techniques can be coupled with accepted scientific knowledge to raise cattle under optimum management and environmental conditions. So there you go. It's the best of both worlds. Thanks a lot, Josh. Appreciate your time. Josh White.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
You're welcome. Have a good day.